Today is the 11th of May. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So what a week we have had reflecting on God's holiness. I've never really done worship like that before, and so it's been so refreshing just kind of stepping back and just reflecting on Him and reflecting on how good He is and how faithful He is and how holy He is and how gracious He is. I mean, what a time we have had in His presence. And so we are going to continue in that line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Luke 6:27, and it says this: "But I tell you, who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you." And so there, Father, we confess that we have trouble with a few people in our lives, and they seem determined to criticize and undermine and belittle and defeat us. And Father, we ask that you give us the character to resist the attacks and help us respond to their actions in a way that is righteous and redemptive. In the redeeming and mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the Savior's love, through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. Chapter 2, verse 2 says, "There is no one holy like the Lord. Indeed, there is no one besides you, nor is there any rock like our God." I pray that God continues to be a rock for you. I pray that you continue to realize that there is no one besides Him, and that there is no holy God like Him. There is no God like Him. There is nothing like Him.
Oh, we honor you right now. We honor you right now. We glorify you. We reflect on your holiness, oh God. Mandaraba sekete rebo shandaraba sekete rebo shand. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We honor you. We glorify your name. We ask that you have your way. We worship your holy name. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Reveal yourself to us right now. We want to see you. We want to hear you. We want to touch you, God. We want the kind of faith that will move mountains. We want to experience you in a new way, in a new way. Just be the same old us. We want to be renewed in your presence. We want a fresh oil. Death could not hold you. The veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, for you are. And now and forever, God, you reign. For yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names.
I am no longer in the world, and yet they themselves are in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father, keep them in your name, the name which you have given me, that they may be one even as we are. John 17:11. We want to be one with you, God. We want to be one with you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You were my desire. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No one else will do. Cause nothing else can take your place. Yeah. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find my way. Bring me back to you. And you're all I want. Help me know you are near. Oh, you're all I want. Yeah, 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 yeah. And you're all I've Help me know you are near. Oh, you're all I want, and you're all I've ever needed. You're.
Oh, help me know you, honey.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ye kiteribo shandarabase kiteribo shandarabase kite. Mandarabase ndiribo bububububu shandarabase kiteribo shakata. Mandarabababababase kiteribo shandar. Who is like you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonders? Exodus 15:11. Who is like you among the gods, O God? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, majestic, majestic, awesome in praises, working wonders? For the next 30 seconds, just talk to him, just talk to him, just offer up a prayer, offer up a praise to him, just for the next 30 seconds. So, Father, our prayer this week has been, we thank you that you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light and set us free from slavery of sin and released us from the bondage of fear. We thank you for breathing the new resurrection life of Christ into our very being and for taking up permanent residence within our heart. Lord, we want to be led by your Holy Spirit and we want to walk in spirit and in truth. We want to live a godly life and to develop personal holiness. Father, we ask you to show us how. Lord, we come to you incomparable of being able to live a holy life ourselves, and we humbly ask that you would teach us to be holy and show us how you would have us live our lives and open our eyes to see what you would have us do and unblock our ears so that we can hear the still small voice. Give us a teachable spirit so that we are able to live the holy lives you desire us to live. This we ask in your precious name. This we ask in your precious name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So I'm going to go ahead and apologize for the background noise. The window is open because it is quite warm and so you can hear the trains going by. So I hope that it has not distracted you. I've tried to edit it out as much as possible, but it just was not working. So I was just like, you know what, God, have your way. But I want to thank you once again for joining me this week. Remember, tomorrow is a podcast, so please go download it. But until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. Bye.